The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Enjoy the best of summer for less with our new Let's Eat range in store now.
But we join you at a very, very tense moment in RTE Studios in Dublin City in the Republic of Ireland, where Carl Mullen, our crash test dummy, has entered into the fold. Now, Carl, you had a difficult afternoon yesterday facing the lie detector test. I don't want you to answer me now. I just want the people at home to get ready.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
The court will wait for an answer.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Well, can he handle the truth? Can Carl handle the truth? So far, the crash test dummy, if you're new to the show, we have a man by the name of Carl Mullen who's our crash test dummy. So far, we've tested him. He has tested the world's hottest chicken wings. We've electrocuted him with an electric fence, Jenny.
We've waxed him.
We have. We've made him learn how to professionally ice skate in Finland and then have to perform in Belfast at Stormont.
He's walked across broken glass.
He has.
He's chopped wood.
He's also kicked his feet through wood. His hands through wood. He's had to read an extract from 50 Shades of Grey while being driven at high speeds around Mondello. And he's still alive.
Yes!
It all ends here. Now, we brought in some professionals to help us yesterday. We brought in George Ferreira. Now, George is our main forensic physiologist and chief investigator. He's qualified and accredited. He's a former police sergeant and a fully qualified forensic psychophysiologist. He received his qualifications for psychophysiological detection of deception.
Hello.
Right? And it's a pity that this show was in edited and it is live, because we would have edited that bit out. But he was difficult. He's a former police sergeant. We did ask him, what was this all about? We said to him, George, tell us. Tell us more. Here's what he said.
Well, in general, it takes 2 to 3 hours for an examination. Mm-hmm. Examination comprises out of about 3 tests. First of all, we have to get all the case facts, assess everything, then we do a sort of physiological and psychological assessments. Preparation takes about 1 to 2 hours. After that, comprise the relevant questions and they get put into tests, and the test gets run 3 to 5 times, and from that we get scored. And
so do you ask the same question a couple of times?
Yes, minimum of 3 times.
Right. And then what is it, based on your heart rate? Or
it's based on your heart rate. It's a standard blood pressure cuff for your heart rate, blood volume. And then you have the pneumotubes, which is in the upper and lower torso for upper body movement, breathing essentially. We have 2 electrodermal plates that go onto 2 fingers, and that just measures resistance conductance of sweat glands. It's kind of based on your fight, flight, freeze phenomena. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like a time where you got a big fright, if you think how the body reacted.
It's like the adrenaline, everything kicks in. Is it possible to cheat this? What's the view? I mean, obviously that's probably quite divided. But
I wouldn't like to say it's impossible.
But it's not that easy.
Come across it. When you read up on the internet about cheating the test, it's more techniques people can use to mess the tracings, so you can't get a definitive result.
Okay.
So you will end up with an inconclusive result.
I just wondered, Carl's after running down to the loo there before he started to get himself prepared.
And he's already told me he's Googled how to cheat as best he can. Because what we did is, his sister has given us some questions about him growing up, obviously, as a brother. We've got some questions from the public, and we've got some of the staff upstairs have sent us in some questions as well, and I'm sure you've got your own ones too, probably. It's very, very interesting, really, isn't it, Jenny?
Is
this something that you would want to do, Jenny?
It depends on the questions.
But you don't know the questions, really, do you? Is this, like, in some cases, do people have to do this, or is it they just say no? Mm.
Well, I suppose you can look at it in the sense of, if you refuse to do it, what are you hiding?
Yeah.
If you're innocent, I'm your best friend to prove you're innocent.
Okay. Yes.
So if you ever presented with the option to prove your innocence and you say no,
Okay.
Kind of. I think we all have a few little secrets we like to keep to ourselves, though, don't we? So that could, that those secrets could come out. But in general, if it was a criminal case and you hadn't done anything wrong, you were innocent, you wanted to prove that, then obviously you'd have no problem doing
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So George Ferreira, we're going to hand you over now, or hand Carl Mullen our crash test. I mean, Carl, do you want to come into us for 10 seconds just to let's see how you're feeling? In he comes.
Get in there.
All right, Carlos, what do you think? How are you feeling? The sweat is pouring off you already.
It's just like when you're talking about it there, it's like you say, yeah. I'm just nervous because I don't know what the questions are going
to
be.
Do you see this as a challenge to try and beat it, or are you worried about what you're going to be asked?
I think listening to George there, I don't really think there is any point, because it doesn't sound like it's possible to beat the.
Well, we would also like you to lie in one of those questions.
I will. I'll try
just
and
to see,
see
and
I'll,
we I'll see if you can.
I will try and beat the lie detector.
Okay.
To be fair, we're not sending him to prison, so no. Like, there's nothing really to fear. Just we will find out tomorrow. At some stage, which one of us you actually prefer.
Yeah, and also where my charger is.
Can you imagine if he'd taken it? Oh, well, stick that question in, please. You've got to stick that one in.
Carl Mullen, we'll see you. This will be played tomorrow. George, cheers, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
And that was yesterday.
Yeah, so...
Now we're back to live.
Well, you haven't bigged this up anyway.
No, not at all. We must thank George Ferreira, our main man, for coming in yesterday to very kindly do this. You can check out his website. It's ipsireland.com if you would like to bring your partner, spouse or better half and hook them up to a machine.
There's going
to
be... We'll talk about it later, but there's going to be loads of people going, I want you to take that line to test. Telling you now. Get in there. Contact Nicky Burton. Right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, Carl, we're going to set it up. It started off quite slowly because this was serious. We have a lot of questions to get through, but this is how George started off. This is how he does it for real.
Okay, hold still. Let's answer yes or no only. Test is about to begin. Is your first name Carl?
Yes.
Regarding the relevant questions on this test, do you intend on answering all truthfully?
Yes.
He's quite frightened, isn't he?
You were even nervous saying your name was Carl.
I'm actually so nervous listening back to it. Oh, Nicky, I was terrified. Well, I had to face the wall. I wasn't allowed to look at him.
Well, let me tell you, you got that right. Your name is Carl.
Yes!
Welcome.
Nailed it.
Right, okay, now this is where
let's
the real
just,
questions
let's just
start.
Leave it there, huh?
Okay, no. Here we go, Carl. Here's the questions. Alan has the answers. We'll throw to him at the right time.
Since your 16th birthday, did you ever take a pee in a swimming pool?
No.
Liar! I know it!
Carl.
I don't need a machine. I can hear it.
Since your 16th birthday, did you ever take a pee in a swimming pool?
Come on, who hasn't?
You said no.
Carl, George emailed me these last night after going through all the stats, all the graphs. The answers are indicated by DI, deception indicated. Sounds bad, isn't it? Deception indicated. Or NDI, no deception indicated. Or inconclusive.
Okay.
That first question, since your 16th birthday, did you ever take a pee in the swimming pool? Your answer was no. You were telling the truth.
Oh, yes! God almighty!
Oh, well, must have just been us who did that then.
Well, maybe it was the day before her 16th birthday. The second question, have a listen to this one, Carl. This is what you face next.
Did you ever wait yourself in the porch rather than go around the side of the house?
No.
Is your mom listening to this?
Did you ever wet yourself in the porch rather than go around to the side of the house?
Can I just set this up by saying I know that was my sister Emma and she's a bitch.
Excuse
right?
me.
Well, let's move
Excuse
on,
me.
Alan.
I can't believe.
Carl said no. Did he ever wet himself in the porch instead of going around to the side of the house?
George has told me. Deception. He lied.
You know what you did.
How can you explain peeing in the porch?
Okay, right. Very
no, on yourself.
Briefly, I got locked out of school when I was 14 and my mother wasn't in the house. No one was at home.
I'm blaming her now.
And my new neighbours had just moved in next door I decided I'll go around the side of the house, but my new neighbour was there washing her dishes and I was like, well, I can't introduce myself by pissing next door to her. I thought, right, I'll wait until my mum comes home. And... lost control of myself.
Can I just say there was option C there. Go, hi, I live next door. Is there any chance I could use your toilet?
Yeah.
Any chance at all? You lied.
Well, I...
You lied. I you lied. Risk. You lied. Okay.
I didn't fancy.
As Jeremy McCall says, you were lying. Right. The next question involves women's clothes.
Have you ever dressed in women's clothing?
No.
There was a long gap there. I'm not going to lie to you.
Carl?
There was a long pause.
There was.
Alan?
Have you ever dressed in women's clothing? You said no.
Yeah.
George says, scientifically, deception.
You are lying!
For Halloween, I dressed up as Mrs. Doubtfire for Halloween. I swear to God.
Why did you lie then?
That's
why did you lie?
Because I forgot. Because I forgot. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Likely story.
Because I forgot as he walks out in his little high heels. Oh, two lies, Carl. Two lies. It gets worse.
Oh, okay.
It gets worse. Have a listen to question five.
Do you secretly wish you were presenting the Nicky Burns show with Jenny?
No.
Carl, in that question.
Are you after my job?
Do you want to nick Nicky's job?
I'd say he's a bit cheaper.
In fairness to Carl, he was telling the truth.
Good man, Carl, because me and you could have been finished right there.
I would never break his up. I would never.
Right. Now, the next one means the most to me. Some people remember we had Grainne Shoiger from Crime Call on the case for this. We put out a plea
this
back
is
in the day.
About.
Right? We never found it. Right? This was question six, which I specifically asked for.
Did you steal Nicky's charger?
No.
I think sounds like he's telling the truth there.
I need to check over the email. We need to take a break. The answer after the break.
Entertainment with 2FM.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
The court will wait for an answer.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Well, so far, Carl. We've uncovered two lies.
Mm-hmm.
The last question we asked was the one that was most important to me.
Would you like to play it again, just to be sure?
Oh, I will. My iPhone charger went missing.
Brand new. Day one.
1 day old, Jenny.
Yeah.
They're not cheap.
No, they're not.
I'm not cheap either. And it went missing. I had to buy a new one. And...
You can well afford it.
So, here was the question about my charger, Carl.
Did you steal Nicky's charger?
No.
You answered no. Alan, you have the answer.
Sounds like a very definitive no, isn't it? The result came back as... inconclusive.
Oh, my God!
I did it! I swear!
You absolute!
I swear!
Now, we must point out that inconclusive does not...
get him out of here!
Inconclusive does not mean guilty.
Do you know what I'm now thinking?
Not guilty.
The fact that it's inconclusive means that he probably didn't take it, but he knows who did.
Was that question asked? Why did we ask that question?
If this lie detector was a run again, he would have to be asked the question again on numerous occasions to get the full result. So we might have to bring back George for that question.
Carl, explain yourself.
I was so nervous.
Do you know who took it? I'm not going to ask you. I'm just asking you, do you know?
I absolutely do.
Do you know who has it?
I have no idea where you turned. I promise. I'm not lying.
Right, okay. Many questions have we got left?
We've four left.
Okay, that's
good.
Let's go.
Me and you are going to have words after this.
All right, let's see.
Here's the next question.
Is Jenny your favourite presenter on 2FM?
Yes.
I'm so nervous for that.
What? The fact that you're nervous means you were lying.
Alan, we have to rush you because we've got to go to the news.
He was telling the truth.
Oh, hang on a minute. What about me?
This is like Sophie's Choice.
Right.
Sorry.
You're my favourite too.
I know I've been so long.
Double the stuff to throw at you now. Here's the next question.
Is the Nicky and Jenny show your favourite radio show?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh.
Duh.
Come on.
No. No deception. He was telling the truth.
He was there!
Yes!
Okay, next question.
Have you ever claimed to be Mark McCabe to gain VIP access to copper face checks?
No.
Oh, that's my favourite one.
Alan,
is Mark upstairs?
Did he ever claim to be Mark McCabe?
No deception. Telling the truth.
Yes! Give it up, give it up. She's a maniac.
Your last question, this time on the lie detector, is this.
Did you ever give someone a black eye at a Boyzone concert while dancing vigorously to a song, a different beat?
No.
Alan.
My answer was no.
Did he say no? He said no. Did he tell the truth? Did he swing his arm out going, E-A-O, and then hit someone and give him a black eye?
Deception.
Sorry, have we got that song in the computer? Can we do that after one? Yeah, let's get that after one.
Carl, come here.
Carl,
I'm telling you, right? I'm going to get you for that charger. Get him out here. 1 o'clock.